There is a crack in everything. Courage as a turning point in consciousness. Sooner or later, everyone feels the crack in their own being. Through it, they are able to hear the call that emanates from their complete, true individuality. There is a crack in everything, that's how the light gets in. Leonard Cohen. Anyone researching the topic of courage may come across the American psychologist and author Dr. David R. Hawkins. In 1995, he published The Concept of a Scale of Consciousness that assigns different states of consciousness and emotions to a sequence of levels from 0 to 1000. He gives courage a very special status, that of the turning point in the development of consciousness. Hawkins considers this calibration to be universally valid. As Hawkins explains, these gradations have been confirmed in countless kinesiological muscle tests and can be verified at any time. One can speak of mental vibration states that can be read on the scale of human behavior and states. The following observations are initially based on Hawkins' view. 0 represents death, and 1000 represents the highest level, enlightenment. For him, the lowest emotion is shame or self-rejection at 20, followed by guilt at 30, apathy or hopelessness at 50, sadness at 75, fear at 100, desire or greed at 125, anger at 150, and pride at 175. According to Hawkins, all states below the value of 200 are energy-sapping, restrictive, and unhealthy. They weigh us down like sandbags on a hot air balloon. People with these emotions are in a deficient state and may tend to draw energy from others. Only at a value of 200 does the deficiency cease and the person enter a positive energy balance. This is the value of courage. For Hawkins, it is the turning point, the point at which the balloon begins to rise. From this point on, emotional reactions are increasingly reduced. This is followed on the scale by neutrality at 250, willingness at 310, acceptance at 350, reason at 400, love at 500, unconditional love and joy of existence at 540, peace and inner silence at 600, and enlightenment or divine consciousness from 700 to 1000. It can be said that from a certain level of consciousness onwards, the spiritual state of vibration can only be explained by a higher energy field, by participating in a world of unconditional love and peace. It is also interesting that, according to Hawkins, each level of consciousness reflexively brings with it a certain self-image and image of God, or a divine idea. Courage, 200. I can rise above myself. God is behind me. Pride, 175. I am better than others. I don't need God. Anger, 150. I have to fight against something or someone. God is unfair. Desire, 125. I don't have enough. God is withholding good from me, doesn't want me to have it. Fear, 100. I am in danger. God is punishing me. Sadness, 75. I am losing something important to me. God is abandoning me. Apathy, 50. There is no way out for me. It is hopeless. God condemns me. Guilt, 30. I deserve punishment. God is unforgiving. Shame, 20. I am not worthy of love. God despises me. So much for the concept of consciousness developed by Dr. Hawkins. What can this mean for a person who is searching for inner fulfillment, for profound transformation? The driving force, the linchpin of inner development is courage. Courage is not an emotion in the true sense of the word. It is rather a quality related to the classical Greek concept of virtue, bravery. If we take a closer look at courage, we can see that it is often not there when it is needed most. That is why the apocryphal Gospel of Mary says, "Take courage. And if you are now discouraged, take courage nonetheless." Courage is something that is often latent and can be consciously revived. Yes, it always involves overcoming something that we shy away from with a large part of our being. But what are we retreating from, and where do we want to go? Why have courage? If we think big at this point and disregard our everyday struggles, which of course also have their appropriate significance, what is it that we fear most and what requires the utmost courage? The greatest fear we have, even if we are rarely aware of it, is probably the fear of death. It accompanies us for most of our lives. Are we afraid of not being, of no longer existing? Or, if we assume a transformation, are we afraid of what awaits us? The greatest and deepest longing that lives within us, even if it usually remains unconscious, is the longing to reconnect with the divine, with divine unity. But, like death, we cannot comprehend what will really happen when this longing is fulfilled. Would it also be a state of no longer being? Or does a far-reaching transformation await us in which our previous existence dissolves? The divine cannot be known. We cannot integrate it into our old system of perception and processing, just as a river cannot contain the sea. It can only be the other way around. Our ego consciousness must be integrated, must be known and processed by the divine spirit. The sea can easily absorb the river. Krishnamurti said, "You are never afraid of the unknown, you are afraid of the end of the known." So deep down, we also feel a fear of what we long for as fulfillment. Will we still exist then? Only courage can carry us forward.